Welcome to Breaking Bread with Jen. On today's episode, we will be reflecting on one of the greatest times in Detroit history. The Detroit Lions are one game away from possibly going to the Super Bowl. Enjoy! Welcome to one of the greatest times in the history of the National Football League, the NFL, in America. Why is this one of the greatest times in America right now? Because the Detroit Lions are merely one game away from going to the Super Bowl. And that is incredible. It is absolutely amazing what Coach Dan Campbell has done for this city, for this team. It is absolutely incredible how he, not single-handedly, but he as a leader, helped to bring the Lions home. Because truthfully, before now, the Lions obviously were struggling. We're literally in the wilderness. We're literally in the wilderness without a den, without a pack, without a pride. But we got it now. We got it now, for sure. And we cannot celebrate in this moment without acknowledging the executive vice president and general manager of the Detroit Lions, Brad Holmes. He is at 44 years old, one of the most impeccable general managers to lead a team not only with hope, but with integrity. And because of that, he was named the 2023 NFL Executive of the Year, a graduate of North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University in Greensboro, North Carolina, a historically black college and university. Aggie Pride, my alma mater. Brad Holmes is also an Aggie alma mater. And he is leading the way with Dan Campbell to get us to the Super Bowl. We cannot acknowledge Dan without acknowledging Brad. Without Brad, there would be no Dan. Without Dan, there would be no Brad. The two of them together have built this team to where the hope has become palpable throughout the city. The city for the past 3 weeks, the city really for the whole season, but definitely when we made it to the playoffs and we won that wild card game, it became real. It became like, wow, this is possible. Like, wow, this is happening. Like, wow, we're here. We're not the laughing stock. We are no longer the joke. We are a force to be reckoned with. Detroit versus everybody. Detroit pride. That Detroit grit. That 313, that what up, doe. This is right now. This is what you're seeing. This is what you're feeling. This is it. If you ever wondered what it was when someone said Detroit pride, when someone said Detroit grit, when someone said what up, though, when someone said Detroit versus everybody, when someone said 313, this is what it is. This is what you're seeing. This is what you're feeling. This is what you're participating in. Because anywhere you go within these last few weeks, all you are seeing is Honolulu blue and silver. People are decked out in their lion's gear, going to work, running errands. People are wearing their lion's gear to church. People are rocking their lion's gear, whether you got a hat, a shirt, a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, a glove, a jacket. Are you pulling it out and you putting it on? Because this is that time. This is that moment. When the Lions won last Sunday against the Tampa Buccaneers, the first thing that came to my mind was the locker room speech from the movie Any Given Sunday. That speech is to me one of the greatest locker room speeches of all time. And even though it was fiction, it was a part of a script. It was part of a movie script. It wasn't even real. But the delivery by Al Pacino made it so believable that it continues to be one of the most inspirational sports pep talks, for lack of a better word to use, in any sports history. When the Lions won, I thought about Eminem, who Detroit cherishes as one of our own hip hop ambassadors. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, however you may feel about Eminem, if you're from New York, if you're from California, if you're from the dirty South, listen up, listen here. Detroit, we rocks with Eminem. We fucks with Eminem. Eminem is 313, 8 Mile all day, baby. And I thought about his song, Lose Yourself. Lose yourself in the moment. You only got one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. That's where we at. Lose yourself in the moment. Never let it go. You only got one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. So if you see Eminem in California tomorrow, know that we sent him to represent. Because he represents that Detroit grit. And we cool with it. We all right with it, and we all right with him. All right. But getting back to this locker room speech. I'm just going to read some of it. But I encourage you to watch that scene from Any Given Sunday yourself. So that you can truly feel the energy that that speech gives. And how it can be very inspirational when you're at this point and possibly going to the Super Bowl. This right here is what it is. This right here. I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives. All comes down to today. Either we heal as a team or we're going to crumble inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all of my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to be the fucking difference between winning and losing, between living and dying. I'll tell you this. In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that inch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that inch because that's where living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now, I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you, look into his eyes. Now, I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you. You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's a team, gentlemen. And either we heal now as a team or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now. What are you going to do? I'm here to tell you, the Detroit Lions have healed. The Detroit Lions are one. The Detroit Lions are a pride that has protected the den, and we're in California in the Bay Area, and we about to take it and take it all. Detroit grit. Detroit bride. 313, what up, though? Detroit versus everybody. We got this. We about to do this. Forward down the field. Let's go, Lions. What a time, what a time, what a time. I hope that you enjoyed this short podcast episode just to amplify the Detroit Lions wherever you are in the world. Tomorrow on January the 28th, 2024, make sure that you tune in at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and watch the Detroit Lions go to the Super Bowl. And in the meantime, stay connected with Breaking Bread with Jen podcast on social media. On Facebook, we are Breaking Bread with Jen podcast. On Instagram, we are Breaking Bread with Jen _ podcast, so that you can stay aware and alert of all things happening with Breaking Bread with Jen. And remember, Acts 20:35, it is always better to give than it is to receive. Take care.